You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 187. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here, and I come to you today with a take two of this podcast. And if you know me, then you know I typically go with the first version of many things these days. So that should tell you how much thought I've given to even coming on this week and recording an episode for you. But I felt like I wanted to speak today, and I think that the best option for me is to simply share with you a post that I wrote on Sunday, May 31st. I also typically just converse with you on these podcasts, and I used to write them back in the day, but today definitely feels better to make the majority of this episode my written words because I really did give a lot of thought to them. And it just feels like it is a very raw and delicate time as I record this. A number of us are also in support, although this is apparently maybe polarizing. It's very difficult to know what to do if you're just genuinely wanting to give support, aside from educating yourself and making donations and having a conversation, honestly, with people who are willing to have a healthy conversation. And right now, the climate is not feeling like it has the space for that, and I understand why. I'm not asking anybody to feel any different than they do right now. I just want you to know that through this post, I spoke up for the first time and am speaking up in support of anti-racism. What has happened in our country is unimaginable, unthinkable. Well, and I will talk about this more in my post. I'm getting ready to read to you, and I'm already starting to tell you what I already took the time to write to you about. So let me go ahead and read to you what I shared. You may have already seen it on Instagram, or I have emailed this to you. I'll go ahead and read it to you, and then I may add as I read it to you, and then add something on the end of it. But most importantly, I am sending love to you, and I have that intention with all of the work I create. It is at the basis of what I am wanting to share and have in this space, and it's most important if you hear just the beginning of this podcast episode. That's why I wanted to come on and speak to you today, is just to say I'm sorry for how this must be feeling for you. Whatever your personal experience is related to the upheaval, unrest, and in some cases, horrific experiences that we are witnessing right now. So let me just, again, share this with you. I made a painting as well. If you would like to see it, I have brought the blog back, as I am still excited about and was happy to share with you over the last couple of weeks. So you can find this at creativethursday.com. It was posted May 31, 2020. And I made the painting that goes with this post that I've titled We Are One. I made it while listening to the news of riots and looting in Los Angeles. And I know many of your cities have seen a lot of destruction. And I must emphasize a lot of peaceful protesters, a lot of wonderful people, and a lot of people trying to genuinely, gently bring about change, and a lot of people who clearly have immense amounts of pain, and I can't even begin to understand and will not even begin to speak to that today. It is all too raw, and the thing is, as I will share with you, and I will get to it, I typically don't speak politically or speak to topics of racism, and it has been a conscious choice not to be neglectful or, as I will talk about in a moment, to feel as if I am not, to imply in any way, shape, or form that I am not supportive and standing in solidarity for equality, justice, peace. But I just felt inspired because of this movement, and I am really thankful for that. Part of this outcry is that I am ready to begin speaking more on these topics that maybe I haven't in the past. And I want to be an agent of change. I want to offer my support and help wherever I can. And I want to do that with an intention of love and with the most thoughtful, clear way I can articulate my message. But if I wait until I'm on the other side of this, it may be too long. And so, you know, especially if you've listened to my recent fertility posts or stories or podcasts, rather, I've done 3 in the series so far, you know how much I think about, am I in the right place before I share? And the reason this is take 2 is because I recorded this yesterday and I found more peace and surrender in this process than I did yesterday. Yesterday, I was feeling angrier, and I really don't want to bring that to you right now. I really don't. I have a lot of thoughts and opinions, and at some point when it feels like the right timing to begin sharing them, and I feel that it will be of service to you, not just merely an opportunity to have a platform to rant my feelings to you, although I know you're probably chuckling right now because I do use this as a soapbox. Sometimes I do. But I can't emphasize enough how thoughtful I intend to be with all of my messaging. And it's very likely that I will misstep and make a mistake, and that someone listening may misinterpret what I mean, depending upon, you know, how they're feeling that day, how their worldview, the lens that they're wearing. You've heard me talk about this very often. It happens to me many times. I will feel one way about something one day and feel very different about it the next after I've had a good night's sleep and I have chosen to give it some breathing space and perspective. And that is not to say that however you receive my message anywhere is incorrect. We are all individuals. All I'm saying is that all I can do is take care of my side of the street and do my best to articulate what I'm trying to share with you, to share my intentions, and to do so with grace and thoughtfulness. What I do continue to love about the podcast, and the reason, if you are with me here, I always say thank you for listening and thank you for being with me on the journey here. the reason I feel more comfortable expressing myself here on the podcast, and often do well beyond what I've chosen to share lately on Instagram, is because you can hear my voice. We have reached a place where it is so easy to misconstrue the tone with which someone writes their messaging. And I have to just say, please give pause to that. Please be aware when you are projecting your own tone onto what someone else is writing. Please be open and be gentle and be listening. And simultaneously, I know it's the best that we can do is interpret the written word a certain way because we don't see the person and we don't hear the person. But now you can hear me. You're listening to me. You can also go see me on video, on Facebook Lives and IGTV. I've done probably hundreds of live broadcasts over the years, and you will, through the combination of the podcast, watching me on video, reading what I write, I hope get an overall sense of who I am as a person. I do my best to show up consistently as that human and talk to you when I know I can do better and talk to you about how I want to continuously do better. But I really do appreciate this platform of the podcast. As I say many times, I do not take this space lightly because you can hear me. So that is why it will be nice for me to read this to you so you can hear the message, the fuller message of what I have written. I stand with you in peace, love, justice, and equality. I see you. And I want to do whatever I can to help because Black lives matter. I had just watched a woman use her body as a shield to protect a business from looting in Santa Monica. As I was telling you, I wrote this post and made the art I shared to go along with it while I was tuning into the news, something I've been doing a lot more of in recent months, and it's definitely beginning to have an effect. But because our city has been under curfews and has had so much destruction happening in neighborhoods I used to live in, I have friends in, I'm very familiar with, it's been feeling a bit high alert. And I also typically don't paint my art with any other influence than I never paint to news. I often have a really positive podcast or listen to music or silence and listen to the birds. It's very important to me that I create my art from the right place as well as share my message from the right place. And by right place, I mean right with me. And I decided to allow what was happening in my city and what's been happening this week to directly influence the piece. And I've heard back from a lot of people that they can really feel that in my art. And that is another discussion that I want to have related to this. I should clarify, I titled this, I've paused for a moment. I started reading to you. I will come back. I titled this podcast, The Duty of an Artist, inspired by a clip I saw from Nina Simone, the documentary What Happened, Miss Simone, which you can see on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It was a really wonderful documentary. Nina Simone has been one of my favorite jazz vocalists. I love her music. It is so filled with emotion and feeling. It's just beautiful. And this clip was her addressing what she called the duty of, or the artist's duty. And she was saying it is to reflect the times that we are in. And she went on to clarify that that is your choice as the artist, whether you choose to participate and create art in reflection, how you choose to do that. But she went on to say, I choose to reflect the times and the situations in which I find myself. And I want to talk about this more when it feels like, well, quite honestly, when I feel that I have more of my creative heart to bring to it, because I really feel honored and proud of being an artist at this time, and I really do want to begin to use the artist in me to reflect the times more. And I know I've also said to you that for me, the podcast is very much a reflection of, it's another expression. It's using my voice. It's a certain kind of voice artistry, but I want to explore this all further. And so I will talk to you more about it. So you may see the duty of an artist part two, or maybe by the time I post this, it will have a different title. But the first version of this episode was with me sharing that message. So let me start over again by saying, well, let me continue. I am speechless. My heart is breaking. I want to wait before I speak. Yet I know it's time for me to try to put some words together to send love to you today. For me, sharing online for 14 years has been with a focus on art, spreading a message of love, creativity, beauty, joy, creative business, and in recent weeks, as you know, if you are my podcast friend, my vulnerable story of infertility. While I have taken a stand many times, never openly in response to anti-racism, I chose not to use my platforms to grieve such despair, and I see now a witness to horrific events that have transpired for generations, and especially this week throughout our country. Last night, in my city of LA, that it is time for me to do what I can to speak up more. To anyone who may have interpreted my silence as supporting oppression, I'm so sorry. It's unimaginable to me that my silence could ever be interpreted that way, which also means that I have so much to understand and learn. I have been naive, and it's time for that to change. I have also been cautious to take a stronger stand over the years for fear that my words will be misinterpreted. Even, to be honest, my voice here on the podcast. The possibility that what I share may be misunderstood can no longer be a reason to stay silent, especially if by speaking up, I may make a difference for you. I woke up this morning desperately trying to learn, listen, with a desire to speak to friends who have a deeper understanding of this experience than I do, wanting to get assurance that what I choose to share here will come across right. I felt this way Sunday, I felt this way Monday, I feel this way Tuesday, I'm feeling this way every day. And then I realize it is time to trust myself, to keep speaking clearly, thoughtfully from my heart with a hope that you will know that is always my intention. I promise to stand with you in peace, to speak up more, to continue to stand in love, and do all that I can to listen, learn, and understand more. We are one. I know in this moment it may not feel like that, but I am going to hold to this vision. I know that was my post, by the way. Now I'm speaking to you again, just conversationally on the podcast. I know I have hope that this incredible experience that's happening right now is leading to very important change. I have hope that we will find our way through. and that the world will become better because of what we have witnessed and experienced during this time. I know that it probably feels too early to even say that, but I always feel that as an artist, one of the gifts we have is to hold a vision. I saw a very beautiful post. I will try to find a way of linking to it. It was on Instagram that showed all the ways that you might be supporting, even if you are not someone who is currently protesting while we are still under a pandemic. Even if you are someone who may not be ready to speak up yet, we all are grieving, processing, trying to understand, learn, and support in the best way we know how. I am doing my best. I am trying. I know I have a lot of learning to do and growing I want to do. And you know this about me because it's already who I am. This experience hasn't turned that light bulb on for me. That's already who I am. I am wanting to grow every single day, wanting to be better every day. So I ask you to stay gentle with yourself and stay gentle with all right now. I know that that can feel like a lot to ask. I just suggest it. And today, as I'm recording it, this episode, it is Blackout Tuesday. There was a lot of confusion about blacking out your Instagram, and I'm not even going to go into the logistics of that, but it was amazing to me that everything is feeling polarizing. And that's why I'm being very slow with my words, very careful with my words, because it is not a time I don't feel to safely be expressing from a healthy place when many are not feeling even remotely in that place. And I will talk about this more when it feels like a better timing. It felt surreal to me to begin speaking about this and simultaneously put a silence on myself in support of Black Lives Matter, in support of educating, learning, listening, and reflecting. It is a choice that I'm glad that I am making. So I don't actually know when I'll be back with another podcast. I just want to let you know that. Chances are I will be back next week, as always. I don't know exactly when my next email will be, or at this time when my next post related to what I usually share on Instagram will be, all of that. I'm just letting go for a moment and surrendering and doing exactly what I am encouraging you to do if it feels right for you to stay gentle. And I know that's going to be easier for me if I actually use this movement to be still and to reflect. In truth, it's been so much, as I know you know, this has been a global crisis for several months. We are still moving through that. I am still at home in Los Angeles. I have no idea how all of this is going to shake out, and this is another pandemic, a systemic racist pandemic on top of a health pandemic. Our country is feeling, it's not feeling, our country is in distress right now. So I can only imagine how you must be feeling. And while I can understand some of it, I cannot understand all of it. But as I promised to you, I will continue to be here and to share and show up from the best place possible to hold the vision of a better, more hopeful moment again for all of us. And the artist in me encourages you to turn to your art at this time if you feel that you can. It has been a savior for me. I am so thankful to have the opportunity to create during this time especially. And when the timing feels right, I will be back and sharing that with you. So I know I've probably bumbled and stumbled my way through this episode. I've got to be honest, it feels like one of the hardest episodes I've recorded, and that is partly because I am so hyper aware of not wanting anything to come across wrong, and yet as I shared with you, this is the fear and the concern I have to let go of if I want to take my voice and my stance to the next level in my self-expression. So it's going to take me a minute. It's new for me. Please also know that for many people who want to genuinely help. Yes, I know a lot of people are fake. Yes, I know there's virtue signaling. I know that happens. But please know that a lot of people are genuinely heartbroken and wanting to make everything right as best they can to offer their support. So I apologize in advance for any misstep, any mistake, and I will continue to speak as I learn, and I will be using this platform to speak up more. I will also be sharing any resources, any thought leaders, any inspiration I find. I am very, very conscientious of what I share with you as well. So I'm going to take my time with this. This isn't a bandwagon that I'm jumping on without doing my own research, and I recommend you do the same. Meaning, just because everybody chooses to listen to this podcast or follow this person at this time, I will have to make my own assessment around that. And again, I encourage you to do the same. We are witnessing a different kind of leadership. We are asking more of our leaders and our mentors, and we're asking many of them to step out of their comfort zone and into areas that they are not familiar with either or do not have the same level of expertise. I can talk art and business all day, and I have a lot to learn about anti-racism and what has truly been happening in my country. Again, I see you. I am listening. I am really listening more than I ever have, and I am very sorry this is happening. On that note, I just, again, am sending you love, and I will be back. I just didn't want to miss this opportunity. You know, I felt like I will be back with more energy and lightness and a little bit more joy. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity because a lot of times I don't want to address these moments, like I said, because my message is really one meant to be, you know, a place where you feel better. And I don't know that you will after this episode. I hope you will. I hope you might find some comfort, but I don't know. And so I'm seeing what it feels like to address something while it feels raw and uncomfortable and still doing my best to do a take two, which I'm glad I did, and be thoughtful about what I'm sharing here. So I know I've repeated myself a couple of times. It's important for me to do that right now. I thank you for listening. I am thinking of you. I am sending you love. And until next time, friends, stay safe, stay well, stay healthy. Do whatever you can to take care of you, your loved ones, and find some peace this week. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com. The blog is back and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And thank you so much for your kind words and reviews and messages to me about the podcast. Please be sure to share the podcast with anyone in your life that you think it may be of service to in their life at this moment. Thank you so much for listening.